Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome her into the studio. But before we go forward,
tonight's show, I had posed a question, and the question was, are you worth the investment? How many of us invest in ourselves? Do we feel like we're worthy to be invested in? And so tonight's show is really going to be dealing with, are you worthy to be invested in? Should you invest in yourself? Why should you invest in yourself? What's the benefits of investing in yourself? And so I'm excited with tonight's guest. Tonight's guest is I've been knowing for over 20-something years. We have come together or kind of grown up together in the same ministry. We have the same mentors, spiritual parents. Guys, I could go on and on about her. She is a ball of enthusiasm, a ball of fire. Her wisdom is just great, her insight. She is master of her emotions. She is the power behind, or shall I say the force behind Motivational Mondays, the 4 Hours of Power Win Shop. She is known as the Global Master Trainer for Vertical Leap and Boston Movement, which is a leadership program for adults and children that's international. She's traveled abroad. She's been cross-country several times. And so now she's here in our studio. I love her so much. She's my sister in Christ, and a personal friend. Coach Shania Adams, are you in the studio?
Wow, Coach D, I'm in the studio, and I'm like, who is that person? Can I meet her?
Well, welcome.
You know how when you hear the different accolades about who you are, it's like, whoa, I want to meet her.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that I rolled out the red carpet. But, no, everything I said was true. I'm not being I may be a little prejudiced, you know, but everything I said was true. I am so honored to have you in the studio. Me and you have been, as the term is, we have been grinding at this for a few years now, and I've seen God just truly take small beginnings, and I'm seeing those small beginnings begin to grow, and you are doing an amazing job. And one of the biggest things that I will say with Motivational Monday, and you could relate because you have a network, so you know the struggle with growing a network and being there consistently and constantly. So I want to just say to you, you have been faithful, and I see the fruit beginning to grow. I see it beginning to manifest on the tree. So, again, welcome into the studios. And I know you, and maybe those some listening may know you, but why don't you just tell the audience that may have never met you or may not know you, who is Shania Marie?
Well, first of all, Coach D, I just want to say thank you because I'm so humbled to be able to share with your audience today on Processing the Pain. It's such an honor to be able to come and be one of your guests. I never take the opportunities lightly, so I just wanted to say thank you publicly because I am so humbled and I am truly honored. Who is Shania Marie? Shania Marie is the daughter of Regina and Ulysses Adams. My dad has passed on. My mom is in Dallas, Texas in this season. And in addition to being a daughter, she is a minister of the gospel, a licensed minister for Faithful Central Bible Church. She is an ordained minister of Christian Business Ministries. Our mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, Boston Movement, and Vertical Leap, as you mentioned, the Global Master Trainer. She is a empowerer at heart, truly a master motivator, a lover of people, really desires the best in anyone that she encounters and wants them to have an encounter with her, desires to assist others in growing in their purpose, because of my journey of feeling like I was this square peg trying to fit into a round hole, and knowing the frustration of that, my passion and my heart is being able to help others to make that connection now for me being on the other side, living the most fulfilling season of my life. Didn't say it was easy, but I did say it was the most fulfilling because I'm doing my assignment and so passionate about that. She is a friend to many. She is just an individual who is passionate about life, passionate about purpose, and wanting to grow and leave the greatest impact that I can here on this earth. And she is truly a woman of God who loves God first, and he is the author and the finisher of my faith and my life and my journey and the driver behind all that I do.
Oh, well, I tell you, that is amazing. That's okay. Are we done? I tell you, wow, he just said it all. So now I'm going to go back and I just want to, I'm pick apart for the listening audience. I just want to pick apart a little bit here before we get into the why. Tell us a little bit about your business as a businesswoman, an entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about the business portion.
Absolutely. And, you know, Coach D, I've been on the journey a long time. I say that because God unearthed his call, his purpose. He awakened it in my life in 1998. And in that season, I was in real estate. I have an in-depth background in real estate, which a lot of people who only know me in this season don't even realize that unless they've heard the story. But I am a former licensee of the state, former licensed realtor of the state of California. Background spans, as I think it's about, I lose count sometimes, 14, 16 years in real estate in all different areas of real estate, but it wasn't God's assignment for me. And so in 98, God began to awaken his call of the motivator, the coach, the speaker, and the trainer. And I ran from that call for some time, but eventually said yes. And so I've been on a journey a long time, but I've only been walking in the journey full time for the past 12 years when I was released from my property management position, corporate position. I have a background in property management as well. It's about 12 years in that industry. And God released me into full-time entrepreneurship and ministry. And Coach Adams, the brand of Coach Adams over the years, until about 4 years ago, I honestly often will tell people that I was consistently inconsistent with her. Yes, the coaches being transparent and real and saying she was consistently in then, and my focus has been more intense over the past 4 years. And we can always justify. I could say, oh, I was serving over here. I was doing this and I was doing that. And so over the past 4 years, there's been a greater crystallization of Coach Adams, the brand, and the full circle of empowerment and support that I have to offer. You mentioned a number of them, Coach D. Of course, Motivational Mondays presented on Inspired Media for you. The Wind Shop that happens twice a year in January and July. We're fast approaching July 23rd. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that. Coaching empowerment, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, training, speaking, that's all a part of the umbrella. So it's been quite a journey, but the journey has been more intense for Coach Adams and the brand for the past 4 years.
Okay. And, gosh, I'm not sure because that's exciting because that is, you know, it's a business, but yet it's a ministry. because it is a business. Life coaching is a business, but there's an element to, I believe that there's an element of ministry there, because you have to have a desire to want to see people grow. Why coaching? Why would someone invest in coaching? Or why would somebody choose coaching?
Well, you know what's interesting? I always use the illustration, because many can relate from an athletic point of view, that any great athlete has a coach. You know, we think about the great championship that just happened, the athletes on the court who obviously were in the forefront, they had coaches driving them. They had the talent, but they had coaches driving them behind the scenes. And so why coaching specifically? There is a synergy that happens between the coach and the client. There is this structure that really keeps people focused on their vision, on their goals, and along with that, the expertise. You know, I am one that I'm a lifetime learner, and I believe that in anything that we do that we should grow, and our mentors teach us this in being masters. And so I am one who I did formalized training with Coach University because I felt it was important for me to grow in the mastery of coaching when God began to speak that as the call on my life. And so there is an expertise of coaching that I bring, coaching skills to support individuals. But why should one invest in coaching? One, the coach is your biggest cheerleader. Yes, they are coaching you and drawing out and provoking you with this gift that you have on the inside or this vision that you have on the inside, but they are one that is your biggest advocate, your biggest cheerleader that supports you in believing in the vision that you're trying to accomplish, because for many, it's greater than what one believes that they can do. The coach brings to the relationship a level of life experience, expertise that is very supportive and perspective. Challenge. There's so many various layers of what a coach brings to the relationship that supports that individual on the court, for example, talking the NBA, or in life in general.
Okay, so I get that part, and I just want to kind of go back over what you spoke to make sure that I got it and the listening audience got it. So in essence, and I'm going to summarize a little bit, is that every player needs a coach. If I want to summarize it to that point, because it's the coach that's going to push you, that's going to coach you through. I almost want to think of it like a personal trainer. The personal trainer is the one that provokes you and pushes you. And even when you think you can't go the next step, that trainer is saying, yes, you could do it. You could do it. Just take one more step. Just take two more steps. And so would you say that it could be similar to that? Because I think I can understand, you know, I'm not a great, a big sports fan, but I definitely understand when you say like a physical trainer. That becomes your physical trainer, and they're training you through physical fitness. Could I think of coaching like that? Could I think of it like similar to a physical trainer or no?
Oh, absolutely, Coach D, absolutely. And, you know, it's important for people to get a perception that they can really see. So if their game is not basketball, if it's football, if it's athletics, if it's training like you spoke about, any of those areas can help us to understand a coaching partnership. The bottom line is that individual is the one that helps and supports you bring strategies. Like when you're talking about a trainer doesn't just let you work out the way that you want to work out. You sit down with them initially, and you tell them, you know, these are my goals. This is what I want to accomplish. I want to lose X amount of pounds, and I want to do it by this date, and I want to strengthen my upper body or whatever it is. And so they come together with you, and they strategize a plan that will support you in reaching that goal. But they also challenge you, because I'm sure there are many times when you go into the gym and you don't feel like working that plan. And so they're going to be your biggest cheerleader when you're having a win, but they're also going to challenge you beyond the excuses that one may have, because, you know, when you first start working out, your body is uncomfortable with that, and it's starting to hurt, you know, in certain places because you're working these muscles that you haven't worked. And the trainer, a good trainer, is going to coach you through that pain to get on the other side to the goal. So they coach you to a win.
As you were saying that, the question I want to ask you, because like, you know, with the trainer or you know, the coach, what there's pitfalls. There's pitfalls to maybe starting a business and not getting the proper coaching. Or there may be some pitfalls to starting an exercise and nutrition program without getting wisdom. Can you share some of those pitfalls? Because I think a lot of times people just jump and not really understand all the details, all the things that they really need to understand in order to start a business or to work out. I mean, I could think, me personally, just, and I'm using this because I want people to really get a picture of why coaching is important. I could think of over the last 10 years of me starting exercise programs. I mean, just, you know, I'll get a membership at the gym, go to the gym, work out a few times, get frustrated, not see results, go work in, and in most cases end up hurting myself. Now, not only am I not working out, I can't work out because I've, you know, sprung an ankle or twisted a back or something like that. I'm eating the wrong food, so I'm working out hard, I'm sweating, I'm working hard, but I'm not seeing the results, only to find out that nutrition is 80% of it. Working out is only 20%. So I know those are the pitfalls as it pertains to working out and not seeking maybe some wise counsel, some wise advice, going to a personal trainer, going to a nutritionalist. What would be some of the pitfalls that happen when people get ready, when people birth their dreams, their visions, and ideas?
One of the greatest pitfalls, and I love that question, Coach D, is that if our foundation is not strong, you know, when a building is built and established, you have to have a strong foundation, and there are certain aspects to that foundation that us, with our natural eye, when you look at a building that has come up, a skyscraper or what have you, that we don't realize the depth of how deep that foundation had to go in order to build up. And so that connects with what you were saying, that so often we jump out with this vision and we have all of this excitement, which we should, and this passion and this fire, but we don't realize that we need to have a strong foundation. And that strong foundation in business, you know, the lack of having a business plan, for example, would be a pitfall, because you have to be clear in what your vision is. The lack of knowing, why am I doing this business or why am I pursuing this vision? I often coach my clients and say the why is more important than the how. Because, for example, when I was in real estate for me, being transparent, it was not about purpose. It was not about helping people. It was about the money. Period. That's it. That was my journey. It was about the money. It was about being able to get the things. And when the money wasn't there, I was frustrated. I was ready to pull what little hair I had in my head out because that was the driver for me. But when you're looking at a vision, if you're clear on why am I doing this, there has to be a greater cause. If that foundation is not clear, like for me in real estate, when you're talking about pitfalls, because the driver was just the money and I was on 100% commission, when the money wasn't there, guess what? I was disenchanted and bothered and frustrated. So a pitfall is not being clear on what is the greater cause. Why are you doing this vision? Why are you starting this business? It has to be something greater, having a strong foundation of your business plan. And those are just two that come to mind as we're speaking. Of course, there are other pitfalls by not seeking wise counsel. We can go on, and I don't want to overwhelm with just so much information, but those would be the keys that I think are the foundational elements, having a strong foundation and understanding your why. Now you can start to build up and move forward in your vision.
I just want to say something to the listening audience. We are listening to Coach Shania Adams, our special guest on tonight, and she is sharing why we should invest in ourselves. And we invest in ourselves in various ways, but tonight we're talking about coaching. We're talking about training. She made a statement, and for the listening audience, I will ask you to really listen, because at some point through the middle of this show, I am going to give you a sentence with a few missing words, and I'm just for you to answer, for us to give away some tickets. Now, I just want to, we're going to go back to some more things, but real briefly, Coach Shania, can you tell us, you have something exciting coming up in July. Can you tell us about what's coming up in July?
You know, Coach D, it is really exciting for me. It's really exciting for me, my July Shape Up and Win 4 Hours of Power Win Shop with Coach Adams. And it's exciting for me because this is an extension of my full circle of empowerment. To be able to empower individuals in their vision, to help with strategic planning around their vision, and to give coaching empowerment. So in a nutshell, one would receive tools that, you know, my slogan is, I coach, you win. And so individuals who are participants, not only is there going to be a great networking element, but they're going to be able to really crystallize their vision, regardless if they're birthing their vision or starting their vision from the baby stage of an embryo, or it's a young adult, it's a youth, it's, you know, a toddler, whatever stage, they'll be able to grow and develop their vision to the next level, getting plans that, strategic plans that will support them in being able to really move to the next level. Because my philosophy is, whoever has a gap, you need coaching. So whatever your gap is, it's about, one, identifying what your gap is and getting the support in closing that gap. I am one that I believe everyone should have a coach. The coach has a coach. And in some areas, you have several coaches. Like you were talking about a trainer in those specialized areas of fitness or whatever the case may be. So everyone should have a coach that supports them. So this is an opportunity to come together with like-minded people in an environment to be able to really zone in for 4 hours, be empowered around your vision, get some strategic plans that support you in moving forward, and coaching empowerment. Get that motivation, that inspiration to help you to move to the next level.
Yes. One of the things I want to share with Coach Adams, she does individual coaching. And sometimes people feel like it's not affordable. This is something I can't afford. And so one of the things I wanted to share with, I've been actually to the Shape Up and Win 4 Hours of Power, and I was excited. It was very interesting. The biggest thing I was excited about is because if anyone knows or is familiar with having a life coach, or even having a personal trainer, those is investments. You know, like you go to college, you go to school, you pay for the education that you get. It's an investment. Sometimes it's such an investment that you get financial aid. You do what you need to do because you know it's going to be important that once you receive that degree is going to help you to, the hope is that by you getting that degree, you'll get a better job, which means you'll make good money. You could pay back your financial aid or your student loan, and you can live happily ever after. Same thing with, I believe, with coaching, a personal trainer. you know, it's an investment. And so one of the things I like about your wind shop, which is coming up in July, it gives people an opportunity to experience 4 intense hours of life coaching at an affordable rate. And to not take an advantage, to not take advantage of that, it's just like somebody saying, hey, I'm going to give you an associate's degree. I'm going to give you 2 years of education, and I'm just going to charge you for your book. So this is a great opportunity. So, Coach Adams, you said this is coming up on July. Give us some dates, times. Where is it? How can people find out more? Where can they look? Is a website they could go to? Give us some of that, the details on that, so that people could take notes, get the information, so that if they want to take advantage of this opportunity, they can.
Absolutely, Coach D, and I thank you for that. And if you would permit me, I thought, you know, as you were speaking, I can say so much, but I think that one of the things that speaks louder is someone's personal experience. And I have a testimonial that is real brief. I'll read it and I'll give the details. But Stephen Wimberly, he is an artist and project manager, producer. He shared his reflections from the Shape Up workshop. And this is what he had to say. The 4 hours of power workshop with Coach Adams was energetic, interactive, and enlightening. I left with new tools for my toolbox that I have already put to action, put into you. Coach Adams' Shape Up was exactly what was needed to kickstart the renewing of my mind and bring new focus in my personal and professional life. And he says, Coach Adams, salute. And for those that want such an experience, they can share with us July the 23rd. July the 23rd. We are literally on our 30-day countdown. July 23rd, 4 hours of power, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday, July 23rd, hosted at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in Culver City. If individuals want to get additional information and to pre-register, they can visit www.ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, www.ticketriver.com/Coach Adams.
Awesome. And I will make sure that you repeat that a little later on in the show, to make sure that anyone that needs that information, that they could definitely have access to it. I want to ask you a question, because I want people to be clear. And a lot of times I believe that people are not clear. What would be the difference? What's the difference between your occupation and your vocation?
Wow, your occupation versus your vocation. Your occupation is what you do. And for many, the occupation is what individuals do to survive. It's their means to an end. Your vocation is that assignment, that call on your life. And so many are occupating with the hope to vocate, or occupating so that they can vocate, because it's really about our vocation. It's really about what have we, each and every one of us, been placed on the planet to do? What have we been created to do? You know, I'm grateful for my season, not only in real estate, but property management, because it gave me the opportunity until I was able to walk in full-time entrepreneurship to sharpen the skills, to figure some things out as it related to my coaching. And I remember when I was in property management, individuals looked at me and said, she's going backwards in this industry, because I started as an assistant manager. I was promoted to a manager. Then I went back to an assistant manager, and then my last position was a leasing manager. What they thought was backing up, I was zoning into doing those things that further aligned me with my call and purpose so that I can move into living a life of vocating and not just occupating.
Wow. I'm glad that you explained that because I think a lot of times people get confused. And we go through life and we're doing things and we really don't understand what we're doing. And so I'm glad that you were able to define or share the definitions of the difference between the two, because a lot of us now, I'm going to ask this question. I might be knowing, but maybe somebody else don't know. And we will open up the lines and give our listening audience a chance to ask questions and make comments and be interactive. Is it possible to have an occupation that is also your vocation?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think about, for example, I'll use a structure of a church, for example. One may be a part of the ministerial staff. So they're on the staff. They're getting paid. They go in every day. That is their, quote-unquote, job. But yet they're also operating in their purpose and their passion for ministry. So there are so many times that the two overlap, and there are often times when one affords one the opportunity to do the other. Like when I was in property management, you know, once I got clear on my purpose as I was sharing my assignment, I now was able to, and yes, there were other things that I had to do, but I was able to now sharpen the skills as a coach, do more things that allowed me to train, especially in my last position in that industry, that corporate setting full-time, because of the staff that I had to coach, the individuals that I had to train, you know, so we can definitely find a way to do both, and many times there is this overlap. But so often, individuals, the reason why the frustration comes up, Coach D, is because they are not able to do their assignment at any level, and so they're feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, and there's great frustration. That was my season in real estate. You know, there was this friction because I wasn't in any way doing my assignment. And then when you make that connection, even if you're in a corporate setting, you know it because you can now see the alignment of being a round peg fitting perfectly in a round hole. And I use that illustration because I don't think anyone could not really see that type of picture image. And we definitely want to make sure that our lives are moving more in the direction of assignment and not just existing. That's a horrible thing, you know, to feel like I'm just existing. I'm just here. I'm not making an impact. I don't feel fulfilled. There is no cause. And that is where we should move into that direction. So if it's the combination of the two or just one, but moving into there being greater cause for our lives, greater fulfillment, we're in alignment with our assignment.
Well, Coach Adams, let me go back. Are you saying to me that oftentimes people who are just doing their occupation and have not either A, figured out their vocation, or B, know their vocation but have not stepped into it, or oftentimes find themselves frustrated?
Oh, most definitely, Coach D. And I can say for myself, I mean, I dealt with great frustration when I was in real estate. And that is why I'm so passionate about assisting others in making that connection with why we were created. Everyone was created for a purpose. Everything was created for a purpose. You know, I often use the illustration of a water bottle. The cap has a different purpose than the bottle. The water serves a different purpose than the bottle and the cap. So each of us were created for a reason and a purpose, a specific assignment. And if we're not doing that, yes, there is great frustration. Why? Because there's a barrier to our goal. There's this friction. It's like the illustration I gave, this square peg trying to fit into a round hole. That square peg will never fit in that round hole. Why? Because it wasn't designed to fit there. And so if you're trying to push it in that space, there's friction, constant friction, because it's not aligning in the space that it was created for.
Yes, I see that. I see that, and I believe that our studio audience has seen that too. You painted a great picture. And so what would be, now, I'm going to ask one more question. Then I'm going to open up the line. What would be your words of wisdom for that person who has forsaken or has not stepped into their vocation? And they're in the occupation now, they're maybe frustrated, don't know how to move forward, don't know what to do, know that there's, you know, that, you know, you get that feeling, I know it's something greater, I know I'm supposed to be doing something else, and they're stuck. What would you recommend?
I would recommend several things. And one, the first thing is figure out, how can you do it at some level? Like when I was in property management, I fought to figure out, how can I coach at some level? Once coaching was revealed to me as my assignment, how can I coach at some level? So when I got the position, the last position that I had in property management as a leasing manager, I was specifically intentional in that because it gave me a staff that now I have to coach. So figure out whatever your assignment is that you now determine, how can I do it at some level? At some level. You know, serving with our mentors, it's such a fulfilling position for me because it gives me the opportunity to walk in the assignment that God has called me to at some level. You know, and so when you can do that, now your life is more fulfilled because you're connecting with, one, your purpose and your assignment, and there's now greater meaning to your life. The other is, make sure that you don't allow frustration to advance you and you jump out into entrepreneurship before time, and make sure that you don't allow the fear to hold you back beyond time, that you stay in alignment with where you should be at any season. Like, I didn't release myself from property management, but I knew it was the right season for me. I would have written the story, Coach D, a little bit different than how it was, but I knew I was an assignment, meaning like I would have had more reserves and all of this. But everyone's journey is different. But because I was in alignment with where God would have me at that time, he's given provision for the vision. But so often frustration would say, I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to quit this job. And you're ahead of where you should be, and the journey will be far greater intensity if you're not in alignment.
Guys, you answered both questions, because I was going to do a part two to it, and behold, you came in about seasons, being in alignment, not jumping out carelessly, and not staying beyond your time. And I think that's so important for us to know our seasons and really understand our seasons. And as believers, I think that comes in part when our vertical relationship is in order and we could truly hear our Father's voice when he says go, even when it looks scary, or when he says stay, you know, and being obedient to him and what we're being told to do. So I appreciate that. Right now I'm going to take some time. If you are listening in to tonight's show and you have a question or a comment for Coach Adams, I will ask at this time that you dial 1 on your dial pad. That will let our team know if you have a comment or a question. again, dial 1 on your dial pad, and we will bring you in. I'm sure she will be excited to hear your questions and comments. And we're going to continue to talk, but again, at any time, there's no specific time, at any time, if you feel like you need clarification or you have a comment, dial 1 on your dial pad. Our team will see that, and they will definitely bring you in. This has just been, this show has been very fulfilling, a lot of good information. I think the question has been for a lot of people who have never experienced a life coach or maybe experienced a coaching session that you've answered the why. You know, the why would you do this? Why? What is this? You know, I think tonight it's been very clear that this is an investment. You know, when you do, you know, whether it's whatever form of coaching and or self-improvement, you know, because coaching is a form of self-improvement. One of the things, Coach, I'm switching back and forth from Coach Shania to Coach Adams to Coach Shania, so I'm hoping I'm not confusing the listening audience. One of the things I see is that your brand, how do you keep you're coach all the way around, but how do you keep Coach Shania, the woman of God, the force behind Motivational Mondays, the force behind Shape Up and Win? How do you keep your brand effective? Because you are also a global master trainer for a major, major ministry that's international. And so how do you balance in integrity? I know it's possible because you're doing it, but how do you do that? How would you speak to someone that maybe they're doing their starting their own business, so they're starting their vocation while they're in their occupation, and so that they don't clash, or so that they keep their integrity to their occupation while they are pursuing their vocation? Oh, that's a good question.
That is a great question, Coach D. And I think that in your asking the question that you hit the nail on the head, that it's really about integrity. Because even when I was in property management and I knew that my focus was coaching, I still had other things to do. So it's about staying in integrity and making sure that you keep the boundaries and the lines clear. My whole season, you know, with serving such a ministry has been keeping the lines clear, making sure there is a clear distinction, and just wanting to honor and respect the ministry that I've been fortunate to serve, and making sure that there is no quote-unquote overlapping per se and what have you. So it's really an integrity issue. If someone is on their job, you know, they can't go in and focus on all of their stuff and not get the other assignment that they are called to do on that, in that position, done. You know, and so you have to make decisions along the way. And I am one that truly believes God honors the labor of our hands. And when we are faithful to the assignments that he's called us to and recognize the season, he will bless that. Coach D, did I lose you?
I'm sorry. I'm just speaking. And I say I'm sure that is such a blessing to what you just said to the listening audience, because I know that struggle of, you know, possibly being in your occupation and but your heartstrings are pulled towards your vocation, but at the same time it's your occupation that supports or that fuels or funds your vocation. So that's good. It's just about integrity. Character, integrity, and accountability seems to be the key in keeping a balance between those two things. Again, listening audience, we are in the studio live tonight with the wisdom, excitement, and nuggets coming from our very own Coach Shania Marie Adams, and she is sharing with us the why to life coaching and and coaching and getting wisdom and getting counseling in whatever area you're going towards. Coach Adams, you shared with us about your ministry and your business and some of the things you have up, you know, and coming, your workshop or windshop on July the 23rd from 10 to 2. I'm going to go back to what I promised in the beginning of the show. Now, I'm just going to set a couple of rules because, of course, this windshop that's coming up is here in the state of California. So if you're going to be in California for the month of July during that week of the 23rd, then you're more than welcome to participate. I would like to give away two tickets to Coach Adams' upcoming event. Like I said, I've been before. Oh, my gosh, it's so worth your 4 hours to go. It's good information, 4 hours, good information, and you'll never be able to get 4 hours of life coaching. Well, I should not say never, but I don't believe that it's easy to get 4 hours of life coaching at that rate, and it's normally a very intimate setting. And so I'm going to ask a question. If you were on the lines earlier, Coach Shania made a statement. So I'm going to read the statement, leaving out particular words. If you were on and you know what the feeling is for those words, please hit 1 on your dial pad, and I will be able to give you the first person who hits 1 and is able to tell me the correct word will win 2 tickets. So that's 2 tickets. So my thing is that if you've never experienced life coaching, a life coaching session, and you want to experience that, and you've always thought maybe you just couldn't afford it, or maybe, you know, in most cases, normally people can't afford it. This is now you have no excuses. You're getting 2 free tickets to this event, July the 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a Saturday at the Courtyard Marriott, and that's in the city of that's in Culver City, which is a suburb right outside of Los Angeles. It's very close to the Los Angeles airport. If you decided to fly in, I don't know. Some people might live out of the area. If you decide to fly in, it's very close to the Los Angeles airport. Again, it's Culver City. It's at the Marriott Courtyard, and it's from 10 to 2 on Saturday, July the 23rd. And the statement is, the blank is more blank than the blank. I will repeat that. The blank is more blank than the blank. If anyone knows the 3 words to that quote, please dial 1 on your dial pad for 2 free tickets so you can take you and a friend, you and a family member, you and your spouse, and get a chance to experience this life coaching. Again, I want to just repeat one more time, make sure everyone is me. Earlier on in the show, Coach Shania had made a statement. I have left 3 words out of the statement. If you are interested in potentially winning 2 tickets to the Shape Up and Win 4 Hours of Power Wind Shop, July the 23rd, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott in Culver City, dial 1 on your dial pad to answer this. Again, the statement is, the blank is more blank than the blank. And so I'm giving people opportunity. If you don't, I will. I'm going to, if it's okay with you, Coach Adams, if no one is, a lot of our listeners are listening in through the Internet, and unfortunately if you're listening in through the Internet, you're not going to be able to answer that question. But what I am going to do is give you an opportunity for whatever reason why you have not called in. Either you could call into the show within the next 5 minutes If you're interested, this number is area code 646-721-9678. Again, that's area code 646-721-9678. I'll give you 5 minutes to call in to answer that if you think that you have the answer. The other thing that I would like to do is I want to post that on social media. So I'm going to post that same question. And so if you, for some reason you don't have access to a phone and you can't call in, but you believe you know the answer, you're excited, and you want to take advantage of these two free tickets, then I'm going to post that on my page. I'm going to post that on the MCD Network page on Facebook. I'm going to also post it on the Processing the Pain page on Facebook. And the winner, even I might get a couple of people that know the answer. I'm going to base it off of the one that I get first. I'm going to have to base it off of a time stamp. So, again, I will be doing that immediately after the show, posting the question. And if you know the answer, then answer it at a chance to win two free tickets. So, Coach Adams, this has been just a great show. I think it's been very fulfilling, a lot of good information, a lot of nuggets. I think that our listening audience probably have a better sense. If they did not know before they came on the show, it is my hope and I believe that you've answered those questions of the why. Why would I do life coaching? What's the purpose of it? I don't think people realize that it was an investment. So I think now people realize that it's an investment for them, whether it be in their occupation or their vocation. It could just simply be in life, you know, going through some things and just trying to figure out how to navigate through them. So it's been a great show. We've come towards our end. I want to give you an opportunity before we close to speak some words of life into the listening audience before we close on tonight. If you could just speak some words of life to help push, if you can, those that's listening, because there's always going to be one that really gets it, and those words will be edifying. If you could just give some words that could push or provoke someone towards their purpose, what would those words be?
The words would be, and I was, you know, processing Coach D because you and I were speaking about, for example, how do you balance having to be, you know, on one assignment and pursuing your next assignment? How do you do that? And we talked about integrity and character. The other thing that I would say is that it really is a matter of connecting with your authentic self, because Coach Adams she's not someone different when she's serving, for example, in the capacity that she serves. The coach is one with her. When I'm ministering at church, for example, under that umbrella, the coach is still there. So my words that I would leave to your audience is make the connection, whatever that looks like for you, that allows you to be the authentic you, the person that you were created to be. And know that you're not alone. There is support available, that you don't have to take this journey alone. That's why you need a coach at whatever level you're at, because you need support. The Word of God says, and this was a scripture that the Lord gave me early on my journey as a coach, that one can set 1,000 in flight. So one can do great things, but two can set 10,000 in flight. And so the Word of God, and I know your base is one that is a spiritual base, that the Word of God speaks to, that there's greater power when you are in a partnership. And it's not just talking about a husband and wife, but being aligned in a partnership with a specific focus. So know that you can accomplish great things by yourself, but when you connect with someone else and you're living your authentic purpose and doing what you've been created to do, and there's an alignment with someone else, wow, you're able to do far more than you would do solo by yourself.
Thank you for those words of wisdom, and I hope those words continue to ring in the listening audience's heads for some days to come. Again, I want to thank Coach Adams for, thank her for coming and playing in my sandbox, and thank you for all the words of wisdom. I want to remind the audience again that Coach Adams does have a Shape Up and Win 4 Hours of Power win shop coming up Saturday, July the 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott in the city of in Culver City, the city of Culver City, California, which is a suburb right outside of Los Angeles. Coach Adams, can you just give your website or where people could purchase tickets one more time, please?
Absolutely. Where they can purchase tickets for the Wind Shop July 23rd event is ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, or you can call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or visit coachadams.com. That as well will connect you to my different pathways and all of that. Keeping it simple, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams for the sake of the event.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Coach Adams, and I want to thank my listening audience for tuning in on tonight's show. We appreciate you listening in. We hope that something was said on tonight that you could take, some tools were given that you could take and begin to build your vocation. I normally don't do this often, but I want to just acknowledge a few of my people that's live in the studio audience. I want to acknowledge my aunt, way in, I want to say, Fort Worth, Texas. I want to acknowledge her for tuning in, and she tunes in often, and I just want her to know that I see that she's there, and I appreciate her for tuning in on tonight, and I hope that the show was a blessing to her. I always want to just acknowledge and my parents for tuning in on tonight, and as they do every Thursday, they are the biggest fans of Processing the Pain, and I can't think of a time in almost 3 years, maybe in 3 years, they may have missed 5 occasions simply because they weren't in maybe not in the country or just was not able to tune in. So I wanted to acknowledge them and thank them for tuning in tonight, as well as the rest of you listening audience for tuning in. I thank you so much. Appreciate you. And hope that you tune in again. MCD Network, we have broadcasts on Monday night, Relentless Pursuit at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time with Philandis Harris and Tamika Sanders, Touching the Millennial Generation. On Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, we have Woman to Woman with Minister LaDon and Coach D. This is a show that's touching the heartstrings of women and things that concern women, bringing together a unity of sisterhood, tearing down the barriers that have been placed up over the years. And then on Thursday nights, of course, at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, we have Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. And we are trying to help people to process through life's pain, pursue purpose, in order to partake in the promises. Again, we thank you for tuning in tonight, and have a blessed evening.
Many times I can't see what you're doing.
me that we're still on your Blog Talk line. Okay, I love you, and I appreciate the feedback.
Hello?